Hi, this is Martin and I work on the Visual Studio team. I'm going to show you how to quickly get started using Xcode with Git Projects and Team Foundation Server 2013. Here I want to build a quick mobile phone application to do a scorecard for my Top Gun Championship golf match. So the first thing I'm going to do is go into Xcode and I'm going to connect to a repository. I need to provide the clone URL for my Git repository on TFS. So if I browse to the site where the source code is stored, I can click on clone and just copy that URL over and paste it in into Xcode. I press next and I want to clone it into Top Gun Mobile, and this is a Git repository because Git in Team Foundation Server is just Git. It works wherever Git works. So we're going to tell it where to clone it locally. And here we go. So now Xcode is talking to Team Foundation Server using Git and pulling all that code locally. Okay, that's great. If I go down into Finder and have a look now at the directory I just cloned, we can see here's the code and I can open up that Xcode project. Because Xcode has Git integration built into it, editing is actually really easy. I can just come in here and let's just edit a quick comment. Say quick change and save the file, and as soon as I save the file, that file's decorated by Xcode to show that it's been modified. And I'll come in and I'll do the same with another header file over here. We'll just make some simple changes. There we go. And save that, and it shows quickly that those two files have been modified. Now I want to commit those files into my local Git repository. So I go source control commit and I say adjusting the comments and commit those two files. Now as soon as I've committed those files locally, I then need to push those changes back into Team Foundation Server to share those changes with my team. So if I go back up to file, source control, push, and we can see it's connecting back to Team Foundation Server. I want to push them into my master branch, so I press push. And now it's connecting up to Team Foundation Server and pushing those changes. So you see, for an Xcode developer, it's completely the experience that they're used to using Git. However, if I go into Team Foundation Server, we can see here are those changes that I just made. We can look in the history, and we can quickly look here, and we see those are those two files edited. And notice, all the same full power of Team Foundation Server is available to you in a Git repository. We still have all the integration with work item tracking, builds, test case management, and so on.
Thanks for watching. If you'd like to learn more, visit visualstudio.com.